It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And one of the biggest hits to come out of Australia right around the world is Don't Call Me Baby from Madison Avenue. Can you imagine that we are actually celebrating the 20th anniversary of this track? And I am joined by one of the creators, legendary DJ and producer, Andy Van. Andy, thank you so much for taking the time out. You've got such a busy schedule and joining us here on Ausmade.
Oh, a pleasure to be here, man. Pleasure to be here.
Did you ever think, looking back 20 years ago, that this would have blown up, would be such the success that it is?
We had hoped.
Yeah.
We'd always hoped that it would be a big record. Two of the big reference tracks that we looked at when we were making it, one was 100% Pure Love by Crystal Waters,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was Horny by Moose T,
yes.
who coincidentally has done a remix on the package, but
yeah.
those two tracks were huge globally, so we had hoped we would sit in that same sort of area, but you can never know, but we were so fortunate that everyone just loved it.
What do you think made it so special?
I think it's a combination of really summery, happy disco vibe
yeah.
that just makes you feel good, even just from the first beat. As soon as you hear it, you're like, this is fantastic, and then the extremely catchy vocals that were written for it.
Where are some of the places that Don't Call Me Baby and Madison Avenue have taken you personally throughout this journey over 20 years?
Poland, Netherlands, Germany, Ibiza, all throughout the UK. I always used to joke it was like Bristol, Birmingham, Brighton, Nottingham. You know, like we did every single northern town. We even did Japan at one stage. We did San Francisco, New York, Miami. It was amazing. We did 6 world tours in 1 year.
I haven't been around the world once. A lot of people will never get around the world, let alone to do it 6 times. What are some of the things that you've seen that are different now to when they were when Madison Avenue came out with Don't Call Me Baby 20 years ago?
Funnily enough, I did an interview earlier where I said it was a great record, and
one
calls anything records anymore, but I do. So anyone that was back in that era would know that you bought things on records, and as a DJ, you would play records out in nightclubs, and people would come to the nightclub because you were the only guy with that record that you got from the UK, or, you know, the records were $25 for a 12-inch single from the UK. So it was a time when DJs were sort of king of what was being played. Now anyone can just find any song and anyone can mash it up. So it's a lot more creative time now. I do like that. So technology's played a monster impact, I think, in how things are consumed, from, you know, videos on your phone, you know, to instant videos of DJ and Ibiza playing something right now and you're watching it on your phone as you're playing it. So the way to consume music and videos is just fantastic. It's so fast and so global. Sometimes I think it's a little bit of a negative where, you know, people on the dance floor and they're all on their phone. Sometimes
yeah,
I wish people would find it and have an actual dance rather than looking at their phone, but that's okay.
Do you still keep in contact much with Shane Coates, who is on this record with you?
Not a lot. We sort of catch up once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And she's obviously aware of everything that's happening, but this isn't her world anymore. I've always been a DJ, always been in the public eye, and so that's more of my area. And she's just a bit more of a recluse now, but she's obviously extremely excited and happy about the whole release.
And what sort of things are we doing celebrating the 20th anniversary?
We've re-edited the video to have a bit more of a modern touch. We're obviously promoting it globally, putting it all together in a lot of magazine articles. So we're just doing a big promotion. I'll most likely be doing some DJ gigs, play some classic disco sets. You know, there's a lot of excitement around it. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, there is a lot of excitement around the DJ industry itself as well. You see everyone from Motley Crue sending out Tommy Lee. He does his own DJ sets. You've got Boy George doing DJ sets in clubs.
In a nightclub, you've got 1,000 people around you all screaming and having a fantastic time. So there's something about the environment with lights and smoke and screaming and dancing and, you know, that creates a really great vibe. People have always loved to dance back from caveman days right through to now. It's just something about dancing that makes you feel great.
Andy, you're playing Ibiza, you're in there with Calvin Harris or someone. What would the 5 top ones you'd go with?
Obviously, the Don't Call Me Baby mix. That's a big one. I've got a new project. It's called Super Disco Club.
Yes.
And I've got a bunch of tracks. We've been working all year on it. So there's a track from Super Disco Club called We Are One, which is like a big dance anthem that I just absolutely love to play. Fisher is always a big one because everyone loves losing it. There's so many great records. There's a song called Big Love by Pete Heller. That's a big club record at the moment. I definitely drop that in every set. The one thing about DJ music is it's a lot more club-based and dancehall-based. Some of that doesn't translate to radio,
sure.
but that's definitely some of the big tracks.
And you briefly touched on then Super Disco Club. What's this project?
I've always loved house music. I wanted to capture that again. And my partner in crime, Kathy, she's come on board and she's written some amazing vocals on some of the tracks. We've got sort of a similar sort of thing to Madison Avenue where it's sort of disco samples, but it's also got a Italo disco, which was music music that's sort of 80s to 90s. We've put together a bunch of new tracks, which you'll definitely hear next year.
Awesome. Well, Andy Van, from particularly Madison Avenue with Don't Call Me Baby, we are celebrating the 20th anniversary. Really appreciate your time coming on to Ozmade tonight, mate, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Hey, it's Andy Van from Madison Avenue on Ozmade, and this is the brand new Moose Tea remix of Don't Call Me Baby.